cut on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, June 2nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Starting to warm up a little bit out there today. Going to be in the 70s, blue skies, sunny. Hopefully you'll be able to enjoy this day, but back to work we go. Lots of good information for you today. Following up a lot of things from last week that took place on Mackinac Island, legislators are still at home getting ready to head back to Lansing tomorrow on Tuesday. Well, it's kind of interesting because the tit-for-tat back and forth, kind of interesting development from Donald Trump's Transportation Department. Trump is basically telling states, comply with immigration, DEI orders, or lose your road funding. One of the things that Detroit News is kind of proud of, putting a story out where certain sanctuary cities within the state of Michigan have told Donald Trump they will not comply. Whoa. Okay. Not going to comply with getting rid of their sanctuary city status, not going to get rid of their DEI programs. Basically, our city, our town, will do what we want. Okay. Well, Trump administration is setting a new course on transportation funding, ordering states to comply with immigration and DEI policies or face risk losing federal funding. Michigan gets more than $2 billion a road in funding from federal government each year. Attorney General Dana Nessel is going to sue the Trump administration to block the potential cuts, arguing what Trump is doing is prioritizing political posturing. Okay, Dana, let's see how this argument plays out in court. Bottom line is President Donald Trump's administration is threatening to withhold transportation funding allocated for Michigan and other states if they fail to comply and also assist with immigration deportation efforts or fail to comply with orders to disband diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. For example, experts say widespread infrastructure cuts in Michigan are unlikely, but the threat should be taken seriously. According to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat who is part of a multi-state lawsuit seeking to head off any cuts before they happen. The Trump administration is illegally tying immigration enforcement demands to vital federal funding grants that have absolutely nothing to do with immigration, Nessel said in her statement, claiming Trump is prioritizing political posturing over the safety and well-being of Americans. Well, there's some additional players in this argument, in this strategy, and it has to do with transportation, has to do with road funding. And it comes at a time when they're trying to put together the next budget to include a long-term road funding formula. Get to the rest of the story, the other side. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Monday. Continuing on with this story, the state of Michigan right now, folks, is going to struggle to get a budget put together before September 30th at midnight. That's when the current budget ends, and they have a budget in place to replace it. If they don't, state government shuts down. Well, one of the biggest problems we have is a permanent road funding formula. The governor has said she wants it. The Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, says he wants it. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks really doesn't care. They want to continue funding all these things that Donald Trump, even Joe Biden, has said is basically over. Money to keep open a China virus task force, continuing with DEI initiatives within state bureaucratic agencies and departments, and keeping sanctuary cities status the same, even though Donald Trump ran on, got elected to be president of the United States, saying, we're going to start deporting people out of this country. Well, Michigan doesn't want to be a part of it, according to Lansing. Well, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy last month warned states and other grant recipients that their federal funding could be revoked if they didn't cooperate with federal authorities when it came to immigration enforcement or if they continue to maintain their DEI programs. It is the policy of this department to award and to continue to provide federal financial assistance only to those recipients who comply with their legal obligations. Duffy told officials in a letter, adding that the department would vigorously enforce the policy and audit grantees' compliance. Well, as of last week, the Trump administration took steps to dismantle the federal Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program. What the heck is that? Well, the Michigan Department of Transportation and other state agencies have used this program for decades to ensure women and minority-owned businesses win a certain percentage of federal contracts. Disadvantaged because they're women and minorities. That's the bottom line to this program. When you open it up and you look at it, it says basically women and minority-owned businesses would be given a priority in getting federal contracts. Folks, Michigan defeated affirmative action a couple of decades ago. Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, a certain student, white lady, was not accepted into a master's program because she was white and because she was wealthy. Disadvantaged other women and minorities got those seats. So she sued. It went to court and she won. Affirmative action in Michigan has been done for, I believe, that was in the early 2000s. But yet, this Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program still is in effect. Well, the Department of Justice last week sided with two Indiana construction firms suing the Federal Department of Transportation, proposing a settlement that would effectively end the DBE program if the courts approve. The directives come as the Trump administration eyes other possible changes to the way federal government awards transportation funding, including prioritizing looking at regional marriage and birth rates when considering grant applications. If you got a declining population because people aren't getting married, people aren't having kids, whatever the numbers prove out to be, Well, Trump's saying we need to start looking at this. We need to invest in states where they have a growing economy, a growing population, and Michigan isn't one of them. Transportation Secretary Duffy has described the proposed shift as simply restoring common sense governance and merit-based policies, and said U.S. citizens deserve an efficient, safe, and pro-growth transportation system. Well, federal funding, let's look at it here in the state of Michigan. $2.3 billion, 33% of MDOT's current budget comes from Washington, D.C. Industry experts said that the bulk of the state's existing federal dollars, the formula-based funding that helps cover construction and maintenance costs for state highways, public transit systems, rail, and airports, are not expected to see any cuts. But when it comes to construction projects and maintenance for state highways, directly affects it. The future of more than a dozen Michigan projects awarded a cumulative $500 million under former President Joe Biden remains in limbo. The Trump administration froze grants from the 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Something that the process absolutely requires the money to go to on projects that weren't necessarily completed or yet even started in the state of Michigan. One of the things that they're looking at is the having the federal agencies review whether the grants comply with President Trump's policy goals. Pretty interesting. Well, according to MDOT, 3 of 17 pending grants that came from that Infrastructure and Jobs Act back in 2021 have been approved to move forward to go ahead with the grant agreement process. $20.4 million for a project to replace a railroad bridge over the Manistee River, along with many others. These grants were looked at on May 6. Well, other unfrozen funds include $467,000 grant for a wildlife crossing pilot. Wildlife crossing, $467,000. Another grant, $552,000, for thermal imaging cameras on transit vehicles to prevent pedestrian crashes. Michigan's paved federal aid road fund makes up one-third of the state's roadways and carry more than 95% of overall traffic, according to the Transportation Asset Management Council. All of this is funded in part by the Federal Aid Highway Program, which historically funnels multi-year funding to states through a formula that considers the following: population size, growth or decline, density, and other factors. The goal of the formula is to allocate it by need. How many roads do we have? What's the lane mileage and so forth, said Bob Snyder, nonpartisan Citizens Research Council. The 2021 Act approved by Congress authorized $356.5 billion in spending through next year, 2026, with Michigan getting roughly $1.6 to $2 billion per year. But because of the formula that's written into the federal law, those funds are likely secure, said Lance Benamini of Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, a trade group representing the construction industry. They are, of course, looking at things from a construction standpoint and aren't necessarily looking at all the items that now President Trump is looking at. Individual Biden-era transportation grants could end up on the chopping block, and any reduction in transportation fund just exacerbates the problem that we already have with road funding here in Michigan. In the multi-state lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's administrative directive, Nessel and other attorney generals specifically referenced a project to reconstruct the high-traffic I-75 bridge over the River Raisin in Monroe County, for which Michigan was awarded $196 million in federal grants before the funds were paused. Another $73.5 million supporting a new bridge to separate M-85 from a busy railroad crossing in Trenton. This project's on hold. $25 million for the replacement of the East Beltline Bridge in Grand Rapids. $25 million for rebuilding a two-mile stretch of U.S. 12 in Corktown, and $34.2 million investment in local bridge replacements around the state. Well, guess what, people? It's very simple. This is very, very, very simple. Change your policies when it comes to helping the feds deport illegal immigrants in the state, and change and eliminate all your DEI policies, you'll get your funding. Now, it could go down to court and you could win, but here's the problem. You can't force the money out of Washington. It could be allocated. It may have been passed by Congress. But ultimately, it's this president's administration that has to send the money out. If they don't send the money, guess what? The money stays in Washington. So what part of this do you guys not understand? There's a new president in the Oval Office. The new president and all of his cabinet members have sat down and discussed these policies. If you don't change to adopt and implement his policies, you're not going to get the money. You can sue all you want. The money still has to be released by the president and his administration. Just because a previous president and Congress passed something doesn't mean it's guaranteed money. It's still a grant. And grants have to be signed off and the checks have to be mailed. Change your policy, get the money. You don't want to change your policy? Good luck in court. Unbelievable. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.